This is SBS Audio.
Warga Australia sememangnya gila kopi, sehinggakan Melbourne dianggap ibu kota budaya kafe dunia. Meminum kopi ialah suatu aktiviti yang dianggap serius bagi sebilangan besar warga Australia. Justru kali ini, SBS Melayu mengupas budaya meminum kopi di negara ini. ...75% warga Australia minum kopi setiap hari dan aktiviti ini dianggap sebahagian darah daging penduduknya.
I normally have one coffee except Ramadan.
I have about 3 coffees a day.
I have about 5 coffees.
Probably at least 4.
I have 2 cups of coffees per day.
I have up to 8 coffees a day. I am addicted. There doesn't go any 1 hour that I'm not thinking about coffee and needing a hit.
Di negara ini, penyediaan kopi dianggap sebagai seni yang memerlukan kepakaran dalam segala aspek kopi. Lily Fairhall mengurus sebuah kedai khusus menyediakan kopi di bandar Melbourne yang dianggap ibu kota budaya kafe dunia.
We have been really fortunate to get so many immigrants from Western Europe where espresso originated. So we have heaps of espresso in Australia. And through years and years of drinking espresso, we've come to naturally desire better quality beans. We've started getting beans from different parts of the world, experimenting a little bit more. And I think Melburnians don't really mind paying a little bit more for coffee as well if they know it's going to be good.
Semuanya bermula dengan mesin espresso yang direka khusus untuk memerah bijian kopi yang telah dikisar pada suhu dan tekanan yang tinggi. Pengaduan kopi yang menyediakan kopi anda di setiap kafe dikenali sebagai barista. Berpengalaman dan cekap mengendali mesin espresso dengan tepat sekali bagi menghasilkan pelbagai gaya kopi mengikut selera peminum. Pakar kopi Santo Bukeri memiliki sebuah kafe yang dinamakan Map Coffee. Menurut beliau, espresso turut dikenali sebagai short black yang dianggap sebagai kopi asas setiap jenis minuman kopi yang ditawarkan oleh setiap kafe. Short black dianggap perisa kopi asli dan menghasilkannya ialah suatu seni sains yang tepat.
Espresso short black is a coffee which is extracted from, in Australia, let's say 10-12 grams of coffee and is extracting 30 ml of liquid out. Don't get confused with ristretto, which is very similar, using the same grams of coffee, 10-12 grams, but extracting around 20 ml of liquid.
Satu lagi jenis kopi ialah ristretto yang menghasilkan kopi yang lebih pekat dan kuat berbanding espresso. Walaupun espresso ialah satu sukatan kopi atau shot, sebilangan besar kafe menyediakan 2 sukatan atau double shot. Justru berhati-hati apabila memesan espresso anda. Jenis kopi paling popular di Australia boleh dibahagikan kepada kopi O dan kopi susu. Agak tidak menghairankan, hampir kesemua jenis sajian kopi diberi nama Italy.
I like cappuccino with 2 sugars according to my taste buds.
I have 2 week-long blacks for breakfast and a cappuccino between 11 and 12.
4 of those would be black coffee and 1 latte, max.
Long black with a dash of milk on the side or a soy latte.
Strong coffees, 3 shots, 4 shots. Magic. It's a Melbourne special, magic coffee.
Kopi O ialah kopi yang disediakan tanpa susu. Menurut Lily Fairhall, kopi O paling popular ialah long black.
A long black is just hot water and 2 shots of espresso over the top. Drunk by people who like the taste of coffee, obviously. You can get a short black, which is just an espresso. That's for people who really like the taste of coffee or want a very quick hit of caffeine. Another black coffee that's become really popular is filtered coffee or batch brew. That one is a drip coffee, which is quite funny because they've gone a little bit back in time, but now the coffee is of better quality, so you can get really good flavors out of it.
Kopi susu pula bermula dengan espresso yang dicampur susu yang ditambah buihnya menggunakan wap panas atau steam. Suatu ketika dahulu, hanya susu lembu sahaja ditawarkan, iaitu susu penuh atau kurang lemak. Kini, penggemar kopi boleh memilih pelbagai jenis susu, termasuk soya, susu oat dan badam bagi mereka yang tidak boleh minum susu lembu. Tepuk dada tanya selera. Antara kopi paling popular, latte. Sajian kopi dengan susu seringkali dalam gelas yang dipenuhi dengan susu berbuih bagi menghasilkan cita rasa halus bak sutra. Tambah Lily Fairhall, ramai juga yang gemari flat white yang pada hakikatnya serupa dengan latte.
With white coffee, the most popular by far is a latte. However, a lot of people also drink a flat white. Now, I don't think that there's that much difference between a latte and a flat white, just the type of cup that you put them in. But flat whites originated in Australia and have kind of taken over the world in a way. I don't think that anyone else does them the same way as us, though.
Manakala piccolo latte pula ialah versi latte yang lebih pekat komposisi kopinya. Piccolo latte mengandungi satu shot espresso dan sedikit susu untuk menghasilkan kopi yang lebih kuat. Bagi mereka yang suka kopi manis, pesanlah kopi klasik cappuccino, kopi susu yang ditabur serbuk koko. Malahan, bandar Melbourne mempunyai kopi yang unik bagi kota ini, bergelar The Magic. The Magic hampir serupa dengan Piccolo Latte, namun ianya lebih pekat dan kuat kesannya, khusus untuk golongan yang perlu secawan kopi kau-kau sebelum memulakan hari mereka.
The Magic confuses a lot of people. A Magic is basically just a strong, short latte. It's got less milk, so the ratio is slightly skewed to make it taste a lot stronger. I think that people ordered them enough that they decided to give it a name.
Kopi The Magic ini digemari oleh pencinta kopi yang suka minum satu shot kopi sekaligus. Satu lagi jenis kopi popular ialah macchiato, istilah bahasa Itali yang bermaksud stain atau tanda.
All a macchiato is an espresso shot with a dollop of milk froth on top. Milk generally softens the taste of coffee. It makes it a little bit more palatable. So I think people use that when they want a hit of caffeine, but they don't want that full raw espresso taste. They just want a tiny, tiny bit of milk to kind of balance it out.
Selain kopi biasa, wujud juga kopi bagi mereka yang tidak suka meminum kopi bagi mengelak caffeine. Kopi decaffeinated atau nama pendeknya decaf ialah kopi yang tidak mengandungi kafein. Menurut Lily Fairhall, pada suatu ketika, kopi decaffeinated mempunyai imej yang buruk.
I respect decaf drinkers because they're actually only purely drinking coffee for the taste. They're not relying on it to get them through their day. And decaf coffee actually has improved dramatically over even the last 10 years. They've developed better processes to decaffeinate the beans. They're sourcing them from better farms. Previously, they were just not great quality beans that were decaffeinated and were very much an afterthought.
Sesetengah kafe menawarkan bijian kopi yang dihasilkan dari satu ladang tertentu sahaja atau hasil kopi campuran beberapa jenis bijian kopi. Mengikut Santo Bukhari, penggemar kopi suka menguji cita rasa kopi dari satu blend sahaja demi mengalami nikmat yang unik.
The single origin is actually a coffee that comes from a specific country. And depending on the coffee shop, sometimes they display also the region and even the actual location and the producer name. So it's really interesting. The blend will be a mix of those origins. So the blend will give you the consistency.
Dengan kewujudan pelbagai pilihan kopi, barista sering menerima permintaan yang pelik. Hampir kesemua kafe cuba memenuhi kehendak pelanggan. Namun kadangkala, kata Lily Fairhall, permintaan itu keterlaluan.
I did have a request recently for a coffee that was made half with almond milk and half with oat milk. And to that I said, I'm not doing that because sometimes it does just come down to efficiency.
Akhir sekali, pastinya ramai di kalangan kita masih mengingati Baby Chino, sajian susu berbuih dalam gelas kecil yang ditabur serbuk koko. Baby Chino bertujuan disajikan kepada kanak-kanak kecil ketika ibu bapa mereka sibuk bersembang. Sesetengah orang percaya Baby Chino ini akan mengajar generasi kecil ini menjadi ketagih dengan kopi. Hanya masa yang menentukannya. Kita tunggu dan lihat.